So welcome to the kickoff for our 40 hours of adoration. So this is something that perhaps hasn't taken place in quite a while at Ascension. And as I was trying to figure out, well, what should we do for this kickoff mass? What should we celebrate? I was thinking, well, we can do a votive mass of the Eucharist or something along those lines. And then I realized, oh, it's a feast day. I can't actually change it. We have to celebrate the feast of the Visitation, the feast of Mary visiting with Elizabeth. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, this actually makes a lot of sense for the very beginning of our 40 hours of adoration. Because we see Mary going to be with Elizabeth. There's a visitation, which is more than like a casual visit. It's like a special kind of encounter or a meeting with purpose. I can remember when we were having confirmation here, Archbishop Carlson came, and we had a visitation, in a sense, in the offices. And he was looking through the books, and we were having conversation. And we were all in formal attire because he's the Archbishop, and this was a big deal. And so visitation means something a little bit more than a casual visit. And 40 hours of adoration is, in a way, a visitation for us. An opportunity to have a meeting or an encounter with the Lord, a visit with purpose, a meeting with a purpose, to spend time with our Lord during 40 hours of continuous adoration. Now we might wonder, well, where did this practice come from? Like, when did the church start doing this? Was it all the way back in the time of Jesus? Did it come later? How did this come about? Well, 40 hours of adoration came about in the 12th century. It was actually during the Easter Triduum was the first time that they would have 40 hours of adoration, where people would continuously pray for 40 hours. Why 40? Well, we see 40 in many places in the Bible. 40 years in the desert for the Israelites, 40 days in the desert for Jesus Christ, 40 days of rain for the flood of Noah. But this 40 is actually because tradition holds that Jesus spent 40 hours in the tomb. And so when they first started this practice, it was during the Easter Triduum. So about the time that Jesus would have passed on the cross and been placed in the tomb is when the adoration would start. And then it would continue all the way until the Easter Vigil, where he would celebrate his resurrection. And so there's that connection there, 40 hours. But this became more and more popular, especially around that time, because some people started to question the teaching that was there from the beginning. They started to question, is Jesus really present in the Eucharist? There were some who were objecting to this and saying, no, it's only a sign or a symbol. Well, the response that the church had was, it's not a sign or a symbol, it really is God. And we're going to reflect that in the way that we pray. We're going to reflect that in the way that we worship. We're going to worship Jesus Christ present in the Most Holy Eucharist. We believe he's truly present. That it isn't just a sign. We don't worship a sign. We don't worship a cross. We don't worship the Easter candle. We worship God and God alone. And so by worshiping Jesus Christ truly present in the Eucharist, we are living out our faith. We are making it manifest that we are worshiping God, that Jesus Christ is really present in the Eucharist. And so 40 hours of adoration became popular in part because we wanted to manifest and make clear our belief that Jesus really does come to us in the Eucharist. So when it became more popular, it wasn't just during the Easter Triduum anymore. It started to become multiple times during the year or different times if there was a need. So if there was some sort of tragedy, then they would have 40 hours of adoration. If there was some sort of great source of joy and they wanted to celebrate, they'd have 40 hours of adoration. If there was some sort of need or circumstance, they would come to the Lord in prayer. And so for us to have 40 hours of adoration is an opportunity for us to visit with the Lord, an opportunity for us to do the same thing, to present to the Lord our petitions, to give thanks to the Lord for the blessings received, for us to simply adore and worship him truly present in the Eucharist, for him to reveal to us ways that we can improve and grow in our life as we sit in silence and spend time with the Lord. 40 hours of adoration is a great opportunity for all of us to grow closer to the Lord. And it's an opportunity for our parish, Ascension Parish. We chose this time because it's leading up to our great feast, our great solemnity of the Ascension. And so we want to celebrate by having 40 hours of adoration. We want to celebrate by spending time with Jesus and giving him the opportunity to reveal to us different things in our lives. Give him the opportunity to help us to grow closer to him. Give him the opportunity to reveal to us whatever it is he wants to reveal to us, to bless us and our parish in whatever way he wants to bless us. And so it's a great source of thanksgiving. It's also a great source of prayer. It's a great opportunity for us to grow. It's a great opportunity for us to worship Jesus Christ, truly present in the most holy Eucharist.